Well, it's always fun to hear Adam know the answer before we've actually finished asking the question. We always like it when we can stump the panelist, as is the case from this show in January of this year, when Roxanne Roberts just wasn't getting it.
Roxanne, this week Russia accused Britain of running an elaborate espionage program against them, a James Bond-like exploit that made use of what high-tech gadget?
Toilets?
How would that work exactly?
I don't know. It just seemed like the right kind of answer for this show.
You've been doing this for a while.
So obviously it's a very low-tech, silly thing.
About as low-tech as you can get.
The most low-tech thing. Mm.
Perhaps, yes.
Can I have a hint?
Yes. Prior to its use as a tool of espionage, mm-hmm. it's where the British Embassy kept their spare front door key.
Doormats?
No, everybody looks under the doormat, so you keep it someplace else.
A flower pot.
I'm taking notes for the next time I visit your home, and you're not there. Yeah.
Doormat, flower pot. What else? Where do they keep their jewelry, do you think, Roxanne?
You keep your... this is where you keep your... obviously, I have no clue. But it's where you would keep your spare door key.
It's an option.
Yes.
It's really low tech.
Under a rock.
Very good. A rock. The Russians say the British used a fake rock to hide an electronic eavesdropping device, which they used to gather secret information of some kind from the Russians. Mm. Then British diplomats would walk by nonchalantly, and when no one was looking, download the rock. And they even showed on Russian TV film of what they said was a British guy running up to the rock, grabbing it, and running away.
Wow, that's
very Benny Hill.
Yeah. I believe the music playing in the background
was this a big rock?
No, it was a little rock. There's one of these little rocks, little fake rocks. You turn it over, a little hollow.
That you can put your key in.
Exactly.
Exactly. But everybody knows that fake rocks is where people keep their keys, so you don't do that.
You'd think the Russians would suspect it, but no, they were saying things like, I think we're being spied on. Let's meet at the rock and discuss it.
Well, isn't this predicated on the idea, exactly, that people would have to stand around this rock to talk?
Yeah. Or the rock would move. You know. I don't remember this ornamental rock in our conference room, but... How did this rock get aboard this flight?
Natasha, what happened to the rock?
Good night, dear. Good night, rock. Wait a minute.
While it took Roxanne a little while to get that answer, we can safely say that the all-time undefeated champion at the art of the wild guess is and always will be Mo Rocca.
Mo, Slate reported this week about a new opportunity for high-end retail. What company is hinting that it wants to appeal to the people who buy their clothes at Nordstrom and their groceries at Whole Foods?
Is it a clothing company? I'm sorry.
It's a retail company that wants to get into the high end business.
Okay, I'm thinking something like Sears, or but it's something more funny than that. It's not Hooters.
You can look for chauffeurs idling their limos next to the RVs in the parking lot.
Chauffeurs. When
RVs in the parking lot.
Parking lot. Porta-potties want to go high-end. RVs...
It's a store chain that allows you to park your IV in the parking lot.
Park your IV?
Your RV. Your RV. Recreational vehicle.
It's something that involves RVs in the parking lot.
No, it's a store. We're looking for a store.
I know. It's not like Target or is it Sam's Club? Is it
It's very much like Sam's Club.
It's
connected to Sam's Club.
Oh, okay. It's a place where you buy giant things of cereal. Walmart?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, sorry. Oh.
feel like a midwife. I almost ran in boiled water there for just a second, honestly. Get the towels.
Mo, employees of the University of Florida can receive medical benefits for their domestic partners, gay or straight. But under controversial policy, the employee must also swear that the employee and the partner are what?
Immune to any sort of illness or injury. Of superheroic strength.
These are good ideas.
I need, yeah.
What's going on, yeah. It makes a lot of sense, is they're trying to weed out fraud. And that the fraud in this case would be, since they're allowing non-married people to get domestic partner benefits for their live-in partner, they're trying to make sure that it's not just...
Oh, monogamous. No, okay.
They must be, no.
Oh, having sex.
Yes.
Wouldn't that eliminate a lot of married couples, though?
Oh!
Funny you mention that. Because people who are claiming benefits for their unmarried domestic partner must sign an affidavit swearing that they have been involved in a, quote, non-platonic relationship. That would be the euphemism here, for at least 12 months. But as you intuit, married couples don't have to sign the statement.
How much sex do you have to have?
Well, that's interesting. because it really does bring up the question of how far your best buddy and roomie would go to get, you know, major medical.
Wow, okay. All right.
You know, I mean, it's like, you know, stare at the ceiling and think of the deductible, I think is...
Yeah. And if you're thinking about somebody else during sex, does that person get any benefits?